Lesson 8C, Exercise 5. 1.
The men started their climb in December, when the days are short. Each day, they started their climbing day at 3 p.m. Just 2 hours before... The men started their climb in December, when the days are short. Each day, they started their climbing day at 3 p.m. Just 2 hours before...
2.
They climbed every day for about 7 hours, using head torches to see where they were going. Then, at midnight, they stopped climbing, set up their tent and... They climbed every day for about 7 hours, using head torches to see where they were going. Then, at midnight, they stopped climbing, set up their tent and...
3.
They woke up at 10 a.m. and had breakfast. Every day, the climbers took photos and made videos on their phones and posted them. They woke up at 10 a.m. and had breakfast. Every day, the climbers took photos and made videos on their phones and posted them.
4.
The climbers used ropes, of course, but the ropes didn't help them to climb. The ropes were only there to keep them safe and stop them from... The climbers used ropes, of course, but the ropes didn't help them to climb. The ropes were only there to keep them safe and stop them from...
5.
The biggest danger was the weather. It's too dangerous to climb in very strong winds and rain. But luckily, the weather... The biggest danger was the weather. It's too dangerous to climb in very strong winds and rain. But luckily, the weather...
6.
Another danger was injuries. The rock is very hard and sharp, but the climbers can't wear gloves. Halfway up the rock face, Jorgsen cut his finger badly and they had to... Another danger was injuries. The rock is very hard and sharp, but the climbers can't wear gloves. Halfway up the rock face, Jorgsen cut his finger badly and they had to...
7.
But his hand got better, and on the evening of January the 14th, 2015, after climbing for 19 days, they finally... But his hand got better, and on the evening of January the 14th, 2015, after climbing for 19 days, they finally...
8.
Their lives will be very different now. TV stations and newspapers want to interview them. That isn't very surprising, though, as Tommy and Kevin are now probably the most famous climbers. Their lives will be very different now. TV stations and newspapers want to interview them. That isn't very surprising, though, as Tommy and Kevin are now probably the most famous climbers.